Last year, Florida lawmakers expressed intrigue in a bill that would let kids attend schools across district and county lines as long as there is classroom space available. That bill received bipartisan support. But at a hearing before the House Choice and Innovation Subcommittee Wednesday, lawmakers had a different response to the bill.
I just believe that this bill is the charter school marketing bill. And we should have called it what it is instead of dancing around it.
That's Democratic Representative Irv Slossberg. And execution remains a sticking point.
But, on the merits of this bill, it makes a lot of sense. And in my school district, we kind of toyed with open enrollment and the parents pushed back.
Democratic Representative Reggie Fullwood says at one point the school district he represents toyed with the idea of full open enrollment, but he worries the bill would drive more traffic to high-performing public schools, which could already be crowded and have waiting lists, and he cites himself as an example.
My daughter's been trying to get into a performing arts elementary school for 2 years. So good schools get filled up. So really what we're left talking about is new schools or charter schools. Let's just be honest. So we're really talking about giving new schools, new public, traditional public schools or charter schools the ability to recruit or market in a regional basis. Because nobody from Tallahassee is going to go to school in Jacksonville, but someone from Gadsden County may go to school in Leon County.
But House Choice and Innovation Chairman Manny Diaz says a rating is not the only reason parents pick a school.
So to say that this is any kind of marketing apparatus for a charter school is incorrect and I think misinterpreted. What it will allow students to cross county lines and go to a school of their choosing. Now, that school may be an A. It may not be an A. A parent may choose to go to a B school because it has a program that fits that particular child.
It's not the bill that bothers Representative Richard Stark. It's what he calls the end game, a system that would let the money follow the student instead of one that strives for parity.
So my point is that I don't know that I like the end game of where we're going bill after bill in this committee. Even though I do respect, the agenda that you do have, it's just that I think we're going the wrong direction.
Despite the pushback, the plan did get approval in the House Choice Innovation Subcommittee. The Senate also approved a similar measure. But lawmakers there worry about how it will be funded. Right now, a combination of local and state dollars fund public education, and the state share is based off projected enrollment numbers. Democratic Senator Dwight Bullard worries the bill could throw off district budgets.
There's an unforeseen amount of money that could be either coming into or leaving a particular district when we're talking about a transient population moving back and forth with degree of fluctuation between counties.
Republican Senator Lizbeth Beniquisto is carrying the bill in her chamber, and Senators Kelly Stargell and Don Gates have a bill with similar language that would allow athletes to attend schools of their choice. The proposals are now heading to the Education Appropriations Committees. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.